When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Blueberries are known as a superfood. Is it all hype? Well, I intend to find out if it's a real Arnold superberry or just a lead balloon not so superberry. So join us at the table for a very, very special episode. Hasta la vista, baby. Okay, so on this show, we are all about working hard, learning and improving, and also overcoming challenges. So here's a challenge for you. Get this question right, and you can have anything that you want.
So, anything?
Yes, anything. Well, within reason, of course.
Obviously, you can't get me a Bugatti.
No one has a Bugatti.
Instead, you can get me a supercar driving experience and some sparkling water.
The only water I drink is sparkling water, because sparkling water is for rich people.
Okay, cool. You will get three guesses. Guess how many varieties of blueberries there are.
I don't know. Let me think. 20?
Nope. Try higher.
50?
Nope, higher. Don't forget, this is your last guess.
Okay. 50-50 is 100?
Too bad. You didn't get it right. So now you won't get your Bugatti experience or sparkling water.
Sparkling water.
Okay. At least tell me what the real answer is. Was I even remotely close?
Okay. So the answer is, in total, there are nearly 150 varieties of blueberries, although not all of them are edible. These can be divided into three categories: the low bush, the high bush, and the rabbit eye. There are five major varieties of blueberries grown in the United States: low bush, northern high bush, southern high bush, and rabbit eye, and half high. Out of these, northern high bush blueberry varieties are the most common types of blueberries cultivated throughout the world. The high bush varieties were introduced into Europe during the 1930s. Blueberries can vary in size, from 5 millimeters to about 16 millimeters.
So about half a centimeter to 1.5 centimeter, is that right?
That's correct. Canada is the leading producer of low bush blueberries, whilst the United States produces some 40% of the world's supply of high bush blueberries. A blueberry plant will produce fruit in the first year of production, but the amount will be small. It will take 3 to 4 years for substantial harvest. Once established, if looked after correctly, the crop could last for well over 30 years.
Wow! That's a lot of information. But why are the berries blue in colour?
You mad, bro?
Much of the power of blueberries comes from their colour. The deep blue comes from anthocyanin, phytochemical, which facilitates and helps protect the body from heart disease and type 2 diabetes, offering cancer-fighting benefits, promoting good gut health and reducing inflammation. Research also suggests regular eating of blueberries may improve memory and delay age-related cognitive decline. Blueberries have been scientifically proven to lower the risk of dementia and Alzheimer's. They also are linked to boosting brain cells and improving mental health and focus. A 1-cup serving of blueberries contains 25% of the recommended daily value of vitamin C.
I thought you say vitamins and not vitamins. America!
Okay, Sol. Vitamins. Plus, blueberries are juicy fruits, which means they contain mostly water. That high water content makes them great for weight loss or maintenance because they fill you up quickly without a lot of calories.
That's good to know, especially for people that are on a diet.
Yeah. Whether you're eating blueberries for health benefits or because you like the taste, blueberries are a versatile option for every day. Eat them plain, sprinkle them on hot or cold cereal or yogurt, or stir them into baked goods for added sweetness and nutrition. You can easily substitute frozen berries for fresh ones if you like, especially during the summer months. Take advantage of blueberries when they're more abundant and usually they're on sale. So you can purchase them in large quantities and freeze them. Pack the blueberries in freezer-safe storage bags.
Any more tips?
Well, don't pick berries that still have a hint of red, as they are not ripe yet. Ripe blueberries will fall off easily with a gentle tug. Those that resist picking are not ripe yet. That said, if you intend on making jam, a few reddish berries can be desirable. Moisture shortens the shelf life of berries, so let the blueberries dry before storing them, and don't wash them until you're ready to eat them. Chill berries soon after picking to increase the shelf life. If refrigerated, fresh picked blueberries will last 10 to 14 days.
Cool. Any other health benefits on the berries that are blue?
You mean blueberries, Sol? Yeah, they can help lower your blood pressure, which you always increase for me, Sol. Based on a recent study, Blue Health showed blueberries can improve blood vessel function and blood flow, helping blood pressure. So it's not an apple a day that keeps the doctor away. It's a small cup of blueberries, lol.
Nah, I'll stick with apples. Lol.
They help you age well. Blueberries are known to fight free radicals, improve collagen production, support wound healing, and reduce inflammation, all of which are essential to healthy aging.
Cool. Good bit of information, that. How about you give some history on blueberries then?
The blueberry was gathered and used by Native Americans for centuries before colonists arrived from Europe. Blueberries are native to North America, and the high bush varieties were not introduced into Europe until about the 1930s. Blueberries were called starberries by Native Americans, because the five points of the blueberry blossom makes a star shape. Also, they believed that the great spirits created the berries to feed the hungry children during famine.
Great spirit? Never knew that. That's some outstanding history right there. Who needs Niz?
Blueberries ranked number one in antioxidant health benefits in comparison with more than 40 other fresh fruits and vegetables. People have been eating blueberries for more than 13,000 years. A single blueberry bush can produce as many as 6,000 blueberries per year. Blueberries are a good source of fiber, vitamin C, vitamins K, and antioxidants.
Here we go again. The American Dims is back.
Howdy. On a worldwide basis, more acreage is planted with blueberries in the US than in any other country. And the US produces more pounds of blueberries than any other country. Total world production of blueberries is approximately 1.5 billion pounds. Following after the US, in total commercial blueberry production are Chile, Canada, China, Spain, Poland, Argentina, Germany, Mexico, Mexico, and Morocco, just to name a few.
So blueberries are worldwide recognized.
As I was saying, while we don't typically think of blueberries as a diverse fruit, these remarkable berries are found in many different varieties and many different regions around the world. Their flavors can range from mildly sweet to tarty and tangy, and their colors can vary from subtle shades of blue to maroon to a very dark purple. Particularly within the US, where blueberries are not only a native plant, but widely enjoyed in many homes, gardens, in many states, you will find the term Northern High Bush and Southern High Bush being used to describe blueberries. Northern varieties actually need a certain number of chill out hours to thrive, so they are best in areas that witness true winter seasons. The southern varieties require fewer hours of chill, and they are better adapted to warmer climates. In the native state, Northern High Bush blueberries can be found growing in mid-Atlantic and northern eastern regions of the US of A.
Funny you should mention the US again.
America!
As I recall reading a study in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition found that when anthocyanin was added to one's diet, it slowed lung function decline in older adults. Consuming two or more servings of blueberries a week was associated with the slower rate of annual decline in lung function.
Good to know, especially with a lung virus looming, if you catch my drift. Also, I found, with heart attacks on the rise in younger people, eating blueberries may also help lower that risk. Research found that eating blueberries and strawberries three times or more during a week reduces the risk of heart attacks up to 34%, according to a study by the American Heart Association.
Talk about the heart, what about other muscles?
Well, even for your Arnold guns, it's better recovery for muscle repair. The antioxidants in blueberries can help reduce inflammation and accelerate muscle repair after workouts. According to a study in the Journal of International Society of Sports Nutrition, adding them to a post-workout protein smoothie is a surefire way to reap the rewards.
Time to join a gym then. What do you say, Dims?
Maybe next year, Sol. Anyway, back to blueberries. Along with many physical health benefits, blueberries have also been found to improve mental health. A study in the Journal of Agricultural and Food Chemistry found that adding blueberry juice to the diet of older adults improved memory recall and reduced depression symptoms.
Yep, you're right. Especially depression is on the rise these days.
Because blueberries are high in antioxidants, they can neutralize some of the free radicals that damage your DNA. DNA damage is part of the reason we grow older. It also plays an important role in the development of diseases like cancer.
Looks like you've covered all aspects on the human body, other than the eyes.
The past is gone, let's look ahead.
Well, they may help maintain eye health. Including blueberries regularly in your diet may improve your vision and guard against age-related muscular degeneration. This is thought to be thanks to the improved blood and oxygen flow to the eyes and the antioxidant protection, which may help reduce the likelihood of cataract and muscular degeneration. Including blueberries regularly in your diet may improve vision and guard against age-related macular degeneration. Macular degeneration is a common eye disease that affects your central vision as you age. But thanks to the improved blood and oxygen flow to the eyes and the antioxidant protection, which may help reduce the likelihood of cataract and macular degeneration.
What's up, Doc? I'm sure carrots do the same.
Well, Sol, this episode's about blueberries and not carrots. Shows how much attention you've been paying. I think I need to get some blueberries to help with your memory, Sol.
Lol.
Hey, have some blueberry juice. So, there you have it. The conclusion is that blueberries are indeed a super fruit. So,
come with me if you want to live.
I meant to say, have some blueberries for a healthier lifestyle. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week for another great episode. Until then, hasta la vista, baby.
I'll be back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.